Let's go. Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ, Dubai Media City, to the UAE. Chris Fade. And this is how it goes. Come on, Pretty Malik.
Say it, Rossi. Say it.
And Big Rossi.
Chris Fade is my everything.
Oh!
With the biggest stars.
Hi.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
You're kidding!
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the country. Good morning. Did we say it's a Friday? It's a Friday morning, people.
It's a Friday.
How you doing, Pretty?
I'm doing okay.
We said 8 o'clock.
We said 8 o'clock.
It's 7:02. Good morning. We're live across the UAE. Good morning, Big Rossi.
Good morning, Kristen Fahad.
Good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So good to have you guys here. We're hanging out with you once again on a Friday across the UAE. This week has gone quick.
Yep.
I came back from vacation this week. Pretty, you go on vacation this week.
We're tag teaming it. So
there
tonight I fly out.
And then Rossi, you're taking 2 weeks off after next week. You and I are doing the show alone for a week, right?
I'm just taking a week off, don't worry.
Oh, you're just going to the UK for 1 week.
Going to leave on the Friday on about 1 o'clock and then come back on the 12th. So 5th to the 12th, I'm away.
That's a good amount of time there, right?
Yeah.
All right, good on you, man. Does anyone know the password, the Wi-Fi password in this building?
There's only one man.
Yeah.
Safra's, right?
They don't tell you because they don't want you to know it.
No, that's a lie.
No, it's true. Watch,
that's
ask him, get him in here, and he'll try and put those on and do it himself, I guarantee it.
Oh, okay, can we call him? Oh, that's great. I love it. So our IT, but there's a guest, though. There's a guest one. They'll give us the guest Wi-Fi, obviously. Yeah. They're very protective here. They do a good job protecting, because there's a lot of, information, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
So they don't want everyone to, sort of roll with it.
I've messaged him.
Okay, let's see when he comes in. Massive show lined up. Duvet does return. We've got two overnight stays coming up for you as well. We've got a lot on the gossip, Pretty Malik.
Oh, more Diddy talk. Usher, how was it living with Diddy when he was younger? He says some things that's going to make you go, oh.
Did you see 50 Cent throw Diddy right under the bus?
50 Cent throws everyone under the
50
bus.
50 Cent's Instagram is just like, wow, this is like a movie. I'm just watching. I never went to a Diddy party. he gets the stick and just like sticks it into everybody,
Any opportunity he gets to make a meme out of someone, he does. He's the first one in.
Yeah. It's so true. All right, Friday morning, Ramadan Mubarak from all of us here on Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show. Let's get into it. We're not allowed to talk about it
until
8.
We can't talk about it until 8, but I really want to.
Nope. How's everyone feeling this morning? Nala, how are you?
I can't take you seriously. I'm so sorry.
We can't talk about it until 8.
Oh, sorry. I'm good.
Safra's, sorry. The Wi-Fi you're giving me is incorrect. I'm trying to connect to the Wi-Fi on this device that I've brought into the studio. It's not right.
He probably did it wrong, Safra's. He probably
put
it in wrong.
Can I ask something? IT department, Safra's is in the studio here. When you work in an office, obviously I'm looking here. We have a number of different Wi-Fis here. Yep. We have Wi-Fi. We've got Wi-Fi for corporate, for guests. Management has their own Wi-Fi. And what's BYOD?
Bring your own device.
Oh, so that's what we connect to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's not
and then
I'm
just
to.
I'm understanding how Wi-Fi works because it's interesting. Does that mean that? Like, it's better to split your Wi-Fis up because if there is a virus or a hack or something, it doesn't go through to everyone. Yeah. So I'm guessing management's Wi-Fi has, like, extra men, extra, strength on their Wi-Fi.
All the societies has the same thing.
Everyone has the same thing. Okay.
Like, it's just separated, the network share and everything.
Sure. So just in case we did get attacked by a virus.
Isn't it more so there's not that many devices on one thingy?
No, it's not that, actually.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it's because if we get a virus, rather than it go through everyone in the entire building and the company, it gets split up, right? That's so good. That's a smart way of doing it. Thank you, Safra's. Appreciate it. All right, we're hanging out, 7:10. Why are you guys shaking your head for?
When will 8 o'clock come?
Yeah.
Well, I've got... I've got these Apple Vision Pros on right now. I've got these. You can see my eyes, right?
Yeah, it looks weird.
You can't see your eyes.
No, you can. Look.
Yeah, so focus. I'm, you know these new devices that Apple have? So I've got like a mask on right now, and I'm doing the whole show with it. I'm going to test it out to see how the show goes. So the guys are sort of freaking out, but I've got to connect to the internet. And usually our IT guys, when you connect your device, they take your phone, they put the password in because they don't want you to know the password, which I understand, Safraz. I think that's a good thing to have.
Just keep talking. Just talking nonstop about nonsense.
I think this is fairly entertaining. Like if I wasn't working on radio and I was just driving to work this morning, I think, like, I'd listen to these guys just talk about Wi-Fi.
Would you like a list of the things that Back to the Future 2 predicted correct?
Well, no, do that later. Do that later. Why? But if you're listening to the show right now, give me a call. Like, was this conversation at all interesting? Like, is this what you want to hear at 7-Eleven on a Friday morning? Like, let me know. You may not, but let us know.
And what if someone says they don't?
I'm okay with it. I'm
like,
I'm,
what do we change?
Criticism is your greatest strength. Remember that.
As long as it's constructive.
Wow.
0487155444. 0487155444. You may have listened to the last 4 minutes of this radio station and just heard me talking about Wi-Fi with Safraz, our IT guy. If it was highly entertaining, if it wasn't entertaining, if it was boring, if you liked it, whatever it is, open up the phones now. 0487155444. Don't laugh.
They've all gone away.
Look, everyone's telling me what BYOD. Was I the only one that did not know what BYOD stood for?
I knew what it was.
Hey?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take some calls next, okay? Tell us, what do you think about the first 7 minutes of the show? We've got Josephine with us. Hi, Josephine. Good morning.
Hi, Chris. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you. How are you? Oh, can you guys hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Josephine. I'm just watching an NBA game here on my Apple Vision Pro, so... Let me pause.
Could you turn that down?
I paused it. Sorry, guys. I didn't realize you could hear that. Josephine, tell us, how is it for a Good Friday?
To be honest, it's okay. It's fine. And the issue is, whatever is on the table, you're right to talk about it.
Okay. So, the beginning of this show was very raw, very real. It was me talking just about Wi-Fi and me trying to connect a device. I mean, did you find it at all entertaining or was it highly boring?
It's not boring. I'm telling you, sometimes it's also like annoying. Some people, like, if you want Wi-Fi,
yeah,
they just take your phone. They can't allow you to know the password. And yeah, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Once your Wi-Fi is connected on your device, you can find the password.
Mm. Oh, so now I can find the password.
Oh, it's really?
I didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can find the password. But yeah. Not breaking the laws of the internet.
That's correct. Yeah, thanks, Josephine. Show password, yeah, and then you can keep it for yourself.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that from now on. Thanks, Josephine. I appreciate you listening. Shabir, hi.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, bro. What's going on?
I was scrolling through my notifications, and I saw certain of your stories before I went to bed.
Okay.
And then I had a dream that I came to visit you, and you escorted me around your... Mashallah, beautiful house.
Aww.
And your family, and you know, we had dinner and whatever. And then for some reason, you started talking about Biltong.
Biltong? Which would be a conversation that Chris would normally have.
I love Biltong. Where are you from?
South Africa.
Yeah, bro, that's a dream that is so legit. Like, if you did come over. Yeah. And I find out that you're South African, I'd probably take you to my cupboard where I've got a bunch of biltongs sitting there.
Oh, and then he'd make you try it all.
I'd be like, what do you think about this? Biltongs, does it pass? Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you're perusing my Instagram before you go to bed and then you dreamt about me. Are you on Instagram? Do you do stories? Because I'll look at your stories and I'll try to dream about you tonight.
It's kind of weird now.
Not really. I just keep it there because they say the old folk are on Facebook and the new ones are on Insta. So I try and monitor my daughter as well.
Oh,
yeah, I get you. Yeah, I know. I know that feeling, Dad, monitoring the kids. I totally understand. Listen, brother, have a great Friday. Thanks for listening as well, okay?
You too. If I do go down, I'll bring you some Biltong and send it to the studio.
All right, man. Yeah. Appreciate that. Thank
you.
All right,
man.
Thank you.
guys.
Take care. Yeah, I went through. Remember the biltong cake that you guys got me for my birthday? I went through most of that.
Have you gone through it? I'm still eating it as well.
So good.
Yeah, from the Chop Shop. Shout out to the Chop Shop.
Chop Shop. All right, 7:17. Coming up, my friendly yes and no game.
I've just discovered something when you wear those Apple Vision Pro. When you laugh, your mouth laughs in a different way.
Why?
The shape of the glasses. Like, I just saw you laugh and your mouth now laughs in a different way.
Anyway, all right. I'm just going to go back to watching my NBA game here whilst you guys...
Go on, then.
I love that she says Stephen Curry.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Let me just turn the volume. Hold on. I can turn the volume up. Okay, there we go.
Wait, can you... Do the work at the same time.
Yeah, I can work at the same time.
So you said you don't want to play the yes or no game. By the way, today you said that yesterday. You were over it.
I'll have a think about it. But we've got a 2-night stay coming up next. Yes. All right, hang out at 7:17. Good Friday.
Virgin Radio 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Well, you know these Apple Vision Pro things that I've got?
Yeah.
You can get Disney Plus on them.
Oh, that's cool. So you can watch something.
And there's not many on there. So Disney Plus is one that you can get.
Oh, wow.
So.
Imagine watching The Eras Tour, Taylor Swift in the Vision Pro. That'd be amazing.
It would be unreal.
It's like you're there.
These goggles that I've got, they're like those Apple Vision Pro goggles. We'll talk about it a little bit later on. But yeah, watching movies and concerts on it. I'll put them on you guys later and you are going to be blown away.
Literally, just blown away.
Blown away. All right, gossip right now. What have you got?
Finish the sentence. Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock spent the day at the mall.
Six Flags.
Nope.
IHOP.
Nope. Cocaine.
Cemetery. At a cemetery.
Nope. The answer is a fancy cosmetic surgery retreat. Ah. How Hollywood do you have to be to go book yourself into a cosmetic surgery retreat?
So they're going to get cosmetic surgery together.
Yes, they went together. They spent a day there together. God knows what they did, but they did something and they came out.
Were they honest about it?
Well, yeah, they were seen going into the retreat and out of the retreat. So
who is it?
Sandra Bullock and Jennifer Aniston. I would love to be hanging out with them.
Okay, not just to keep going back to these Apple Vision Pros. But I watched the other day Sandra Bullock and George Clooney in that space movie.
Oh, yeah.
Gravity.
Oh, my. So good. And I fell in love with Sandra Bullock again.
She's just amazing.
I fell in love with her when I watched Speed.
Yeah.
Aww. I always remember the music from Speed. Doom, 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 doom.
No, I don't remember it.
When I was in LA, I was driving down the road.
Were you singing then?
No, I said to Brianna, Google how fast the bus couldn't go under. I want to do it because I was on the same LA highway.
Was it 60?
50 miles per hour, I think it was.
Yeah.
So then I took the car to 50 miles. I'm like, wow, this is pretty fast. Like, that's pretty hard to stay under that.
Well, did like
above it?
Did a lady in a pram come into the road with a load of cans?
That's right. Well, there we go. Let them do what they want to do. What else you got for us?
Okay, so we have finally heard Ye's wife, Bianca Censori, speak.
Oh, they married.
Yeah, they got married years ago.
I thought they were just together.
2 years ago. Okay. As soon as the divorce was final, he got married. Anyways, we finally heard how she speaks, and everyone is shocked. She's Australian, but a lot of people forget that because no one hears her speak. So if you want to hear what Ye's wife sounds like, this is it.
So hi, my name's Bianca Censori. I'm an architectural designer from Melbourne, Australia. I currently reside in Los Angeles, and I'm a lead architectural designer at Yeezy. My passion for architecture lies in fabrication, conceptualizing the future of built space, and exploring the bridge between the physical and the meta.
All right, well, she's reading that because you stumbled right at the end. You can always tell when they're reading
it. She was reading it. But that's what his wife sounds like.
Sounds like everyone that I know back home in Australia.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, but everyone was just like really shocked.
Yeah, her accent doesn't fit like her. Yeah.
Anyways. She looks so much like Kim K.
Yes.
Not in this video. So this video that I played you was very old and she looks completely different there than she does now.
Maybe Kanye's paying for surgery or something.
Probably.
No.
And finally, let's talk about the Diddy update. So first, the authoritative, like, federal government update, right? So his house is in L.A., Miami, raided. He's not under arrest or anything, but they're definitely investigating something.
Okay.
Now we've just learned that they've sent subpoenas to companies doing business with him, and that includes his private charter jet. They want to know who was on the flight, who used it, where did it go, who did it come back with, etc., etc. So this investigation is going to go on for a while. And now, because of everything that's happening with Diddy, a lot of old interviews are resurfacing.
And they look really weird.
Yes, because it seems like people were trying to say stuff back then, but no one connected the dots.
Yep.
One of those interviews is Usher when he was speaking to Howard Stern. If you guys didn't know, Usher actually lived with Diddy when he was about 14 years old.
Oh, wow,
really? For about a year or two. Okay. It was like a boot camp that he did. Mm-hmm. So here's Usher talking about it.
Hey, it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
So nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
See?
Wow.
So now that was years ago. No one ever.
And he kept saying interest. There were like
curious
things that I didn't understand.
Yeah, he was 13, 14 at the time.
I mean, what's going on that interesting stuff? I mean, the pages is unfolding. Is that what they say? The book is unfolding in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Thank you. Oh, hold on.
Is this it?
This is the music from Speed.
Plus, if you want to watch
Speed's
it.
On Disney Plus. Yeah. Ready? Wait. This part. The bus must not go under 50 miles per hour.
Okay.
If it does, it explodes.
Okay.
Everybody on the bus dies. Then Keanu Reeves comes on. Hey, I'm your FBI agent. I'm gonna look after everything.
Why was he so chill always?
Always. Just about to die. He's like, hey, why? Keanu, you're gonna die. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Well, Dubai makes another list, another fantastic list.
Tell me about this one.
We are looking at the top beaches from around the world. The top beaches from around beaches, guys. Hear that? When my mom says beaches, it sounds like something completely different. I'm like, what? Mom, please. In at number 10, Omaha Beach. I think that's in France.
Okay.
I didn't even know France had a beach. There we go. Yeah, Omaha. What?
Omaha?
Just, can you confirm that? O-M-A-H-A.
Omaha
Beach.
That's Nebraska, sorry.
Omaha. Is it Omaha?
No, beach in France, it says here.
It is.
Normandy. So
it's in
Normandy.
That's in France, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Northern France.
Oh, that's a historical site
we'll
there.
Fight them on the beaches.
Is it? Yeah. In at number 9, Skeleton Coast. Skeleton Coast Beach. I don't even know where that's
Namibia.
At. Where? Namibia.
Oh, in Africa. Nice.
I want to go to Namibia.
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 Wow, this looks beautiful.
Yeah.
In at number 8, JBR Beach, Dubai.
Oh,
so, yeah, JBR, just made number 8 in the top 10 beaches from around the world. Isn't that unbelievable?
I feel like it should be higher. What's higher than that?
No, I think that's a good spot. Glass Beach in America. No, where's Glass Beach at? Can someone look at that?
It's California.
Oh, okay. Black Sand Beach. Where's that at?
Tenerife, is it? You know, like, those islands.
In Iceland.
Yeah, because the volcanic.
Maya Bay made it in at number 5. Brazil, Copacabana, of course, made it in at number 4. Number 3, Waikiki Beach.
Oh, Hawaii.
In at number 2, South Africans, you'll be happy, Boulders Beach.
Oh.
In at number 1, Bora Bora, the beautiful Bora Bora. Okay, but guys, I mean, I am totally not. There is not one Australian beach there.
Oh, you're right.
Like Bondi Beach. It's one of the world's famous beaches. How did that not get in there at top 10?
Maybe because of, like, the animals and
stuff. What, the sharks?
Yeah.
Or the British tourists, maybe.
Yeah, that was it. It was the Brits. That's it.
Virgin Radio.
I was wearing a turtleneck. You're freezing, are you?
It's always so cold here.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, yes, I can't feel my legs. My legs
it's
are lovely.
Numb. It's now the temperature's just gone great, hasn't it?
Yeah,
Ross?
Like really fresh, keeps right. you awake and alive.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rossi wants us all to be able to sing like Ariana Grande.
One of the best voices in the business, don't you agree?
Agree.
She
agree.
Has. Yep.
She's got a very unique voice. She's sort of like the new age Mariah Carey, if you
yep.
will.
Yep.
And I was watching a lot of Tocker Ticks yesterday.
It's called TikTok,
TikTok.
Mate.
TikTok, sorry. And I came across this video of one lady teaching another lady how to sound like Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Play how it. To sound like Ariana Grande. Pretend that there's a bubble kind of in your throat. Say, hi.
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 A little
hi.
Sweeter. Hi. I'm Ariana Grande.
I'm Ariana Grande.
Okay, this is easy. Ready? Yeah.
Ooh.
There we go. Let's all try and sound like Ariana Grande right now.
So it's you're gonna have a bubble in the back of your throat.
Okay, Kristen, go first.
Hi.
You sound like Elmo.
Yeah. I'm Elmo. That tickles.
Okay, not bad. Moving over to the boss of the show, Pretty Malik.
Hey.
Oh, I have to good. Go higher.
Hey.
You've got a bubble.
Hey.
A bubble in your
mouth. Hey.
That's it.
How do you make a bubble?
Hey. Hey. Hey.
I can't can you say anything else but hey?
What do I say?
Just talk.
Just say hi. I'm Ariana Grande.
Hi. I'm Ariana. Can't do it. Ariana Grande.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Ariana Grande.
You still sound like Elmo.
Have I?
I think the person who's got the best chance of this is Nala.
Yeah, I agree.
Her voice is quite similar. She just needs to get that bubble in her throat.
I don't know how to do it.
Go for it, Nala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ariana Grande.
Say yes and.
Yes and.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Go, Ross.
I'm Ariana Grande. Hey.
After you sound like a grandma.
Like after a say. Massive night just smoking cigarettes.
I'm Ariana Grande. Yes and. Thank you, next.
Nah.
No.
Like
I think Nala's the winner, and yeah. I think this bit was not the best, but it's okay.
We'll give you the instructions once again.
How to sound like Ariana Grande. Pretend that there's a bubble kind of in your throat. Say, hi.
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 A little
hi.
Sweeter. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Ariana Grande.
I'm Ariana Grande.
Okay, this is easy. Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. I'll play some commercials. You in your car or wherever you're listening to us. You can try that, okay? Guys
and gentlemen.
Two men. One voice. The world's greatest cover band. It's Duvet.
Alrighty. We, well, you haven't heard Duvet for a couple of weeks. I've been on the vacay, but I'm back, baby.
Yeah, I didn't do it. You know, I didn't want to show any disrespect by doing it. Whereas,
not like last time where you got like another singer to come in and all.
Well, you did it on your own that time as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but
so.
I'll do it every week on my own. We are doing it right now. Duvet, the world's greatest cover band, is back to perform for you guys on a Friday.
Yes. Go ahead, tell your story.
Well, we were once budding actors.
No, I'll do it. We were once budding actors. He was Affleck. I was Damon. We were living in LA together in a studio apartment. We didn't have a lot of money. And we were doing pretty good when it hit the movie scenes. But then things got tough. The union came. And they stopped all acting work in LA, which meant that Rossi and I had to find a new profession.
We hit the streets.
Yep, and we
not
did.
Like that. We were doing breakdancing on some lino.
Yeah,
on the corner of Sunset and Vine.
And then eventually we realized that we had a voice and we started singing. That's when we realized that we were the world's greatest cover band. And here we are for you. You should be paying for this performance, but you don't. And so just think of it as a little gift from us, Duvet, to you.
Okay, then.
Oh, come on, baby. You got me going crazy. We're going to do a classic 90s boy band by the name of Boys to Men.
They're coming here.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're performing here.
Yeah. I hope they didn't go
Chris,
to any of those
Chris.
Parties.
What?
What are you doing right now?
I'm going to put my Apple Vision Pros on.
Why?
Because it'll make me... there's an app here that just lets me... I'm going to read the lyrics on here and stuff. All right.
Surely this should have been done before.
Yeah. Fail to prepare, prepare to
what
fail.
What do you mean? I'm good to go.
Your hair is a little bit messed up.
Oh, so that's dear. All right.
Okay. All right, everybody. So okay. Let's go. Come on.
Recede in a bit.
All right. No, it's not receding at
Rossi!
All. My hair's not receding. I didn't have a hair transplant like you.
There's nothing wrong with getting a hair
there
transplant.
There isn't, but if he's going to make fun of my hair, I'll make fun of his.
Okay.
Really, this song depicts possibly Rossi and Al's relationship.
The end of the road.
Yes, we are doing Boys to Men. End of the road, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
You ready, Russ?
I'm ready.
Who's starting?
I will.
Wow. Whoa.
Well, it's going to start off poorly and then it'll end up going well.
See, like, this is not the energy you need going into a performance.
Yeah, let me tell you, sometimes in life, you go through these ups and downs, these relationships. But it's okay if you come.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, no, we're on. Yeah, keep going.
Turn the screen this way, thank you. Yes. Oh, we belong together. And you know that I'm right, baby. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind?
Stop it, stop it.
Why isn't it a cappella?
Yeah, they've got the wrong... Guys, if you're going to put it in... Put it in right, okay?
Why'd you do that?
You haven't got the right. You haven't got the
please,
right.
Please, I don't appreciate it when you do that.
We don't want their music.
Rossi!
We don't want their music and their voices spoiling what we do. We are duvet.
Yeah.
All right, back to it. Here we go, Ross. Let's show them what we got. Friday across the country, the world's greatest cover band. Let's do it.
Make the screen bigger. Come on.
You wear glasses now. I thought you didn't need them.
Yeah, I don't, but. Sometimes in life, you...
Girl.
You need to make it bigger.
You know, we belong together.
You gotta make it bigger, baby.
I don't have no time for you. We play with my heart like this.
Play with my heart.
You'll be mine forever, baby. You just see. Hit it, Russ.
We belong together. And you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you... play with my mind.
Said we've been forever.
Forever, baby.
Said we'd never die.
Don't die.
How could you love me and leave me and never say goodbye?
When I can't sleep at night without holding you tight. Each time I try, I just break down and cry. Pain in my head, I'd rather be dead. Spinning around and around.
Although we've gone,
yeah, we've come
to the end
of the road. Now I can't let go.
No,
it's unnatural. To me, I belong to. Come on.
To the
end of the road. Still I can't let go. It's so natural.
No.
You belong to me.
No.
I belong to.
Girl, you know you really love. You just don't realize.
Chrissy's not into it.
I'm into it.
You've never been there before. It's only your first time.
Maybe I'll forgive you. Maybe you try. We should be happy together forever. You and I.
I got it.
Girl, you love me again like you loved me before.
Before.
Baby, this time I want you to love me much more. This time instead,
just got to my bed.
And baby, just don't let me know.
Although we've come to the end of the road.
To the end.
Still I can't.
It's so natural.
You belong to me.
No.
I belong to you. Girl.
No.
To the end of the road.
No.
Still I can't let
natural.
It's unnatural.
You belong to me. I belong to you.
Yeah, girl, I'm here for you. All those times and those nights when you just hurt me and you ran out with that other fella.
What?
Yeah, baby, I knew about it. I just didn't care. I just don't understand how much I love you, do you? Cause I'm here, baby. I'm not gonna go out and then cheat on you just like you did, baby, just all those other nights. Hey, I love you so much anyway. I'm just still gonna be here with you. Cause my dying day, baby. Right now, I'm just in so much pain, baby. Cause you just don't know. You come back to me, will you? Just come back to me. Oh, no, no. Yes, baby, my heart is lonely. My heart hurts, baby. Yes, I feel the pain too, baby. Baby, please, this time instead, just come to my bed. And baby, just do it. Don't let me down. No.
Oh. Although we've come.
Everybody, come those hands.
To the end of the road. Still, I can't let go.
No, no, no.
It's unnatural.
It's unnatural.
You belong to me. I belong to you.
Girl.
Now we've got
Pell, what do you think, Pell? Did you like it, Pell?
Yes, it's beautiful, but it sounded so funny later on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pell.
That's what we're going for.
That's exactly
it's
so right.
It's unnatural.
Natural. Tamya, who's 12. Hi, Tam.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm sorry to say this first, but Big Bossy...
Alright, we lost her.
Oh, what happened? She was saying something about me. I couldn't hear her.
I think she was going to say good things.
Did she hang up on us?
Yeah, she did. Adine. Hi, Adine. How are you?
I'm in the toilet.
Adine, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, guys, you did very well. And you know, you... I will never hear that song anymore like it was like before.
Thank you. There we go. Yeah.
Only I have to remember you guys.
Thank
yep,
you.
We are memorable. Remember that. Monica, hi, good morning for a Friday. What do you think, Mon?
Hi, Chris. I didn't know Cookie Monster was there.
Yeah, he came back again for the day.
Who are you calling Rossi the Cookie Monster?
You!
Me like Cookie.
Rossi did a great...
Yeah, sorry, we've lost her.
What's
as well.
Happened? Why are they all hanging on?
I don't know. The line goes dead.
What's going on?
Hi, Michelle. What do you want to say, Shell?
Chris, you made my day. You know, I'm so sick. And then when I'm hearing the song, oh, my God, makes me feel better.
That's aww. What we do. That's
oh
what we love.
Oh, my God. You're so amazing. You made my day. I want to hear it again.
Look at her. See, she wants more duvet. That's yeah. it. We love you. We have a listening party on the Chris Fade Show. Are we all ready?
Yes. Yeah. So this is called Cowboy Carter. And yes, it's a country album. And it's really interesting in case you missed on why okay. she decided to do this. So back in 2016, Beyonce performed at the Country Music Awards along with the Chicks. And formerly known as the Dixie Chicks.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So they performed. And after that, she got so much hate. And a lot of it was racially motivated.
It was like, you can't be singing that correct. Music. That's our type of music there.
So she went home that day
yeah.
and she held it in her from 2016 wow. until now.
She yeah. go like, I gotta show you guys. Yeah.
So she's free. For those years, she researched country music. She learned about country music. She learned about the nuances of country music. And she's from Texas, so it's kind of ingrained in her anyways,
I'm
right?
Texas.
And so she decided that I'm going to release a country album. So this is more of
good
a thing to
her.
Say.
She
took that negativity.
Wow.
She turned it into an album.
Wow. And it's also the best-selling music in the world.
It is. It is. It's one of the top things.
Most purchased.
What we don't realize, or maybe Taylor Swift started off as a country
correct.
Artist.
Yeah.
She was a country artist before anything else. All right, so.
Should we listen to some of the tracks?
Let's go through it. So okay. what, the album's called what?
Country Carter.
All right, so this is Country Carter. This is Beyonce's new album. Let's go through the first one, Jolene.
As in the remake of Dolly Parton's famous Jolene.
Like, so Jolene. Let's hear Beyonce's first single from the album. It's called Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm warning you, don't come for my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. beyond compare. Takes more than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man. Jolene, I'm a woman too. The games you play are nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene.
Approved. I like it.
I like it. I approve it as well.
I like the differences in the guitar. It's more like punchier.
Yeah.
And I think they're giving it a little bit more like bass, like a little bit more like beat to it.
I like it. Yeah, so that's Jolene. This is again listening to Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's brand new album. The next song is a team up with Post Malone.
Okay, this is Post Malone, Beyonce. It's called Levi Jeans. Mm-hmm. Oh, they'd be loving this. Pretty little thing. We haven't heard Posty yet. This is Post Malone. Sounds sounds like Beyonce. I was a little bit hesitant when I heard that she was doing a country album, but this is great. Now, she's obviously done with Post Malone. She's now done a song with Miley Cyrus.
That's right, Most Wanted.
All right, Miley Cyrus, Beyonce, brand new album just dropped.
I'll be a shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. I'll be a backseat baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
I could imagine that getting a dance remix.
So good, the whole thing. Okay, Rossi, this one's for you.
Yeah, Blackbird. Now, she's doing a remake.
Why do we know what Blackbird is? Is it an old Beatles song?
Yeah, yeah. From the White Album. Not many people get the rights to do Beatles songs, so this is amazing.
All right, here we go. Beyonce remaking Blackbird. But was Blackbird originally a country song?
It's a guitar-based song, like very acoustic, so all you right. could say.
Here we go. Yeah.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
To see
all your life. Waiting for this moment to be free.
Wow.
Blackbird, Blackbird, fly into the light of a dark black night.
I like it.
Sounds good, right?
And it's a great song, especially for this album as well. What you were saying before.
Yeah.
It's got a great meaning behind it.
Now. There's one more song that we need to hear because, Nala, you believe this is one of the best ones on the album.
This is my favorite.
Cowboy Carter just dropped. This called Yaya.
It's called Yaya.
We want to welcome you to the Beyonce Cowboy Carter Act 2. In a rodeo chilling circuit. We want to do what it do, Yaya. Put them hands together. We clapping.
I love it.
We drumming.
Yes, girl.
This is my favorite one.
So good. New Beyonce. What's the album called?
Cowboy Carter.
All right. There's a secret one as well. This is All Your Single Ladies, but it's a remix version of it.
Why? We were on such a high.
We were like enjoying ourselves.
I made this one up. This is not true.
That last one you played there, though. Fantastic.
So good.
All my single ladies. All my single ladies.
Yo.
All my single
you
ladies.
You just ruined it.
Hey, all my single ladies.
Do-si-do.
Put your hand up. Put your hands up. All my single
ladies. Do-si-do. Swing your partners. Come on, let's go.
Oh, single ladies. All my single ladies. New album's out. It's called...
Cowboy Carter.
Well, what do we all give it out of 10, Rossi?
I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree.
9 out of 10.
I give it an 8. I've got to hear more of it, but well done to Beyonce coming out with that. That will, you'll hear every one of those songs on Virgin Radio, and we'll play them about 4,000 times.
You're welcome.
Every 1.5 hours, all right? But that's what we do, and we like it. Okay, we're live. This is Virgin Radio. I'm doing something that no other radio station has done in the world right now, and that's trying to get the Apple Vision Pro to work on one of the co-hosts on the show. Rossi.
Good luck with that one.
Because it's not easy. Okay, so I finally brought them in. You guys were telling me to bring it in since I got back from America.
Yes, you bought it while you were there.
You can't buy these here. Well, I think you actually can, but they're not like from the Apple Store. I went to the Apple Store and I bought these things. They're called the Apple Vision Pro. They're uber expensive, really expensive.
You wouldn't be able to afford them.
Well, yeah, cool. These were the 1 terabyte.
I couldn't.
Just a random comment.
Yeah, it's just weird.
1 terabyte.
Yeah. Now he's trying to go on with it. Like, now he's telling us to get on with the bit.
1 terabyte. That's a big memory.
This is the 1 terabyte version. They start at around about $3,000 US. They go all the way up to $4,300 US.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Depending if you get the Apple Care and all that.
Now, can you please explain, what is the purpose of having these? Like, what does it do that's different than normal life?
It was the most viral thing on social media about 3 weeks ago, about a month ago, everyone was talking about these, right? Now, you would have seen the guy and all the girls wearing these things with a cord that hung out.
Yep.
The cord, I always thought, plugged into the phone. It doesn't. It plugs into a battery pack.
Oh.
That's what it is. This does not connect to your phone.
So it's literally like when Zach from Saved by the Bell had a mobile phone back in the day. He used to carry it around with the battery pack.
With a battery pack.
So same thing.
Yep. This is so it's basically like a VR, like what you've seen with Meta and the Quest and those goggles.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more futuristic. It's got a bunch of cameras on it, speakers, sensors. It's pretty amazing technology. They're handmade. When you go into an Apple store to choose one, if you ever do, and I think you will, I think over the years these will get cheaper and I think they'll be more affordable. They build it to your face, so you wear it, they line it up, they get you different like pieces like this that are magnetic, that come on and off depending
on. It's like a little mask that rests on your eyes, like a cushion for your face.
Basically like getting shoes fitted but on your head.
Okay, so Ross, this is very difficult to explain right now, but I'm going to pass them over to Rossi.
Okay, now is Disney Plus ready to go? Because I want to watch the Taylor Swift Eras Tour on here.
It's not, but just
that's a good one.
Press play. So put them on now. I can't believe I'm letting Rossi.
Just press and
hold on. Don't break it, dude. Hold on. He's about to break it.
Press and hold to align.
Okay. Rossi, is it too tight? Just be gentle with it, man. Like, he's treating it like it's just
all right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Press and hold to align. Okay. My eyes have gone green.
Hey, put your hand. Yeah.
Oh, I can see you now.
Okay. Just.
You don't need to shout. It's the same. Like, there's nothing happening.
It's like giving it to like my grandfather.
What do I do for the passcode?
Oh, okay. Let me write my passcode down for you because you have to unlock it.
Okay.
Don't worry. This passcode is not for anything else except.
Just remember that whatever I read, I say.
Oh, yeah. This is true.
I'll read whatever on the teleprompter.
Stop shouting.
Okay, now, Rossi, just. This is the worst person I realized to do a demo with.
Sorry.
How do I tap?
Rossi.
Yep.
Just relax.
Just chill.
Sorry.
Now, what are you going to do? Just stop it.
Go on.
You control what you see by your eyes. Your eyes become the cursor, which is really crazy.
That's so scary.
So now, Rossi, you see a bunch of numbers in front of you?
Yeah.
Now, look at the number that you need to put in those codes. Now, when you see that number, you just pinch your finger.
Come over here, keypad. Come over this way.
If you want to move the keypad, see that just...
Yeah, go on.
I don't know if we can do it.
I've done it.
So annoying.
Right. Okay.
Now just type the numbers in. You look at each number with your
eye. I'm trying, but...
No, you got to just... You don't have to move your head like you're moving. I don't know why your head moving.
Because I'm trying to like select the numbers.
Yeah, just move your eyes. It's only your eyes.
I'm trying, but how does it know which number I'm looking at?
Because it tracks your eyes.
I mean, has it been set to your eye calibration? Because there may be a problem.
Like, it's not doing anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is it.
Do you get dizzy when you put them on?
Not at all. It's such a truly...
I'm trying to type the number in.
He's shouting. Why is he shouting?
Like,
it's truly a magnificent device. Overall, for me, there are some elements in this that really showcase what the future is going to be like.
It worked.
It's going to be unbelievable. Currently, I think it's overpriced for what it is.
Would you recommend someone to get this version of it right now?
listen, if you've got the money and you want to have a bit of fun and you're like, why not do it? But if you want to wait for the technology probably to catch up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are things on this Apple Vision Pro that will blow you away.
Like Jetpack Joyride 2.
Oh, you're right. Are you on? Are you in now?
And What the Golf.
No, are you in?
Yeah.
Okay. So now slide across by, you pinch your fingers together, dude. You pinch your fingers together.
Oh, yeah, got it.
See the do you see dinosaurs? Dinosaurus or?
Dinosaurs. Yes.
Click on dinosaurs. And now pinch your fingers together, Rossi.
Now you've got me on the other page.
Yeah, go to the other page and do dinosaurs.
Trying to do it.
Why are you chopping like you're doing karate?
I'm trying to hit encounter dinosaurs, but it's not like...
It is.
The camera's in the way there.
No, okay, listen to me.
What?
There's a button on the top. Just press it once up and down and it will move...
This?
It will move the main screen to where you want it to move. Okay, now let go.
Okay, good. Okay. Now we're talking.
All right,
You could have just told me that 5 minutes ago. Just like, why can it not do it?
Just because you're moving so... Just look
just relax,
calm
dude.
With your eyes.
I'll explore Mars instead.
No, Mars is not good to explore. It's just a thing. All right, I'm leaving. The segment's over. We've chosen
the wrong person.
We were going to do it with Pretty, but Pretty says you got makeup on and the makeup would go all over.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin your
I should have gone Nala.
I have makeup as well, so.
It's disappeared. Oh, no. An Apple original. I'm in.
What do you want?
I'm in.
What are you? Okay.
Fairview Portals.
Okay, let him just. Okay, let's just hear, because now he's into this immersive.
Feel free to explore, but stay aware of your surroundings.
Okay, just I'll sit with this for about 60 seconds because this is a good little opening to what this thing does.
Creatures in this experience can see you.
Can you hear the sound yet?
Encounter dinosaurs.
Okay. Why is he talking?
He's like
him?
My kid.
Start.
Yep. Like my dad.
I've started.
He's like my dad.
There's a butterfly on the letter T.
Yeah, now the butterfly's going to move around, right?
Whoa!
Yeah.
It's a butterfly by your head.
Yeah.
It's coming at me like it's a bit. There it is a bit like, it's like so real, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right, mate? This is so real. It's so real, it's unbelievable. It's like there, look.
Yeah.
It's by your head. Oh, no, it's opened something up. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in like a land of... rocks. Oh, there's lightning. Now, I've just had a massive coffee. Am I going to have a panic attack here?
Yes. I think you're having one now.
There's a little dinosaur.
Go touch it.
You can play with that dinosaur. If you move your hand or tell it to come over, the dinosaur starts to come to you. Like, yeah, it really does.
Come to me.
It will. It will start to come to you.
Come.
Sorry, guys, you can't see Rossi right now. That's...
I feel like I'm in like that music festival I went to in 2009.
It's transported him to another world, huh?
Yeah, wow.
All right. You keep enjoying that.
Come to me.
We'll come back with news headlines up next and your chance to win, all right?
Yeah, come on, that's it. Oh, he's looking at me. Hello, mate.
Virgin Radio's What to Watch with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
She watches about 17 hours worth of footage every month just to break down what we should be watching. Yep. And Nala is back. Hello.
Hello.
What are we watching?
I'm so excited. Are you a Grey's Anatomy fan? Any of you?
I used to be.
I never really watched it, but I think I would love that show if I gave it time.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
It's not medical stuff? That's why no, I thought I liked it.
No, it is, but it's more about like the drama
between
everyone.
Yeah, but I learned
everyone.
A lot of medical in
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes.
Season 20 is...
What, you learned a lot of medical stuff?
Yeah.
They do a lot of stuff. Yeah.
So you could save someone's life, could you, from watching Grey's Anatomy?
Probably not.
She jam.
You know when I was sad and depressed in Syria, I used to watch this show.
I didn't understand what you said then.
We all did, except for you.
We are. I'm just saying, I couldn't understand what you said. What did you say?
I said, when I was sad and depressed in Syria, I used to watch Grey's Anatomy, and it used to make me happy.
Anyway, so season 20.
Sweet. That's actually sweet.
Yeah. So season 20 is now streaming officially on Disney Plus. And if you're a fan of the franchise, they actually have a spinoff called Station 19, which is about firefighters. So if you're into that, the latest season is also out.
That's good.
So it's very, very good. Very exciting.
I love that. Firefighters are cool, man.
My brother-in-law is one.
Is he?
Really?
Yeah,
is he good looking?
My nephew, well, not really my nephew, but like a young one of Brianna's relatives. He is only 20. You remember the guy that did the somersault?
Running in the back garden. Yeah, yeah.
He's like 20 years old. He's like an athlete and he's so cool. And his dream is to become a firefighter. Aww. And he's doing all he can to become one. But he plays football. He's been concussed twice. And because he's been concussed twice, they won't let him into the force.
Oh my God.
And his heart is broken.
He shouldn't have been honest.
That's what I said. I mean, no. I said, why did you tell him?
Well, it's in his medical records.
I think it's in his medical
records.
Well, you know what
he could do? He could move to another country and do it here, perhaps, maybe.
Maybe.
No,
yeah,
but
I don't
still,
know.
Like, there's a reason
yeah.
he can't do it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, well, there you go.
Maybe he can watch it and, like, pretend he's a firefighter. Now, if you want to watch some bingeable shows on Disney, there's a lot to watch, like Modern Family. I'm making my parents watch it. They love it. It's kind of like Friends, New Girl, and I was not in the era when Scandal came out. Yeah. I think I was too young, but now
I don't know Scandal. What's Scandal?
It's a good show. It's Kerry Washington.
I do. Ooh.
You have not seen Scandal,
but I
I'm
think
pretty
you know
sure.
It.
Okay,
but
right.
you'd know it if you
it's
saw the
political
show.
Drama.
Yes.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I saw it trending on TikTok, and I decided to watch it. And if you're into like suits, it's kind of like. Serious and dramatic.
Yeah. Like West Wing vibes.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's very, very good. Also, since you guys were talking about Titanic the other day, Titanic 2, if you want to watch Titanic, it's actually on Disney Plus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I haven't seen that in ages.
Yeah, it's a movie you can watch like 900 times and still love it.
I haven't seen it. Sorry.
Rossi.
Go away.
I honestly have not seen Titanic.
Dude, well, how have you not seen that movie? It's a great movie. Go watch
Iconic.
It.
I will.
Go watch it.
Do you know what happens? Of course you know.
Of course you do.
Yeah, it sinks.
Oh my God.
Do you know what happens? I mean, like what happens at like after the drowning.
No, just stop talking. What else do we need to watch? Moving on.
Okay. If you like grown-ups, if you like The Hangover, like a comedy guy group, there's a movie for John Cena and Zac Efron.
Oh,
saw it. Ricky Stenicki.
I'm halfway through it.
It's so good.
It is a good movie.
John Cena is so underrated as a comic actor. I swear he's so funny in this. Watch. It's one of those mindless movies, though.
Please
don't expect like Oscar-worthy nothing.
That's right, yeah. Okay.
This is very, very like dumb but fantastic. Watch Ricky Stenicki.
All right, there we go. What to watch. There it is with Nala. Obviously, big shout out to the guys from Disney Plus. Thank you, Nala.
Anytime.
You see, the song finished, but I let the beat continue. Yes. It's what I did there, you know.
The moves. I wish you can see the moves.
Here we are right now on a Friday morning. Nala's in the studio, say hello.
Hello.
It's been
pretty's going. Rossi.
Yeah.
Ross, I'm doing something, and I can't do it.
Don't shout at me.
Okay, sorry.
Don't raise your voice at me, please.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I can't. That's it.
Do it again. I'm sorry.
I had a whole thing. I thought
we were doing a duvet before.
I was going through everyone there, and then, you know.
No, go on, then.
I couldn't do it anymore.
I know you can't do it.
Nala, what are you doing?
We're looking at lip liners.
Guys, you're on the radio. Respect your jobs.
You guys were arguing, and we have a very important
conversation. We have an important decision to make.
I'm with him here.
Yeah, if you don't respect the role of being a radio presenter, when we're on the radio, we talk and we look at each other. You guys are looking at what?
Huda Beauty lip liners.
Lip liner. They're discussing lip liner. Have some respect for the job.
It's a serious topic because I can't seem to find a good nude.
We're trying to figure out if she's a muted pink or a vivid pink. Yeah. And I believe she's a vivid pink.
Guys, honestly, please.
And don't take the microphone for granted,
exactly.
Guys.
Exactly. See this thing that we all talk into? It's gold.
Excuse me, Huda Beauty is a queen.
Okay, yes. Well, I can get you. Want to go work for them? Well, I'll talk to the Huda Beauty team. You can have a full-time job. You can talk about makeup all you like.
Go, you sing your song. Go.
No, the song. The song's over. No, the song's over. Pretty.
What?
Have a beautiful trip.
Okay, thank you.
What a way to end your week, you know?
Can't wait to go on vacation.
Two weeks off. She's off to New York City. We'll see you back, yeah?
Unless I get punched in the face.
Be careful. No. There are women getting punched in the face in New York. We don't know why, but yeah, it's horrible. Unfortunately, it's happening. So please look after yourself. Protect yourself. Say hello to mum and dad.
I shall.
All right. Is the lesser half going?
Yes.
Okay, Jeff's going to be there, which is great. Say hello to Jeff for me.
I will.
Tell him to check his inbox. I've sent him a few messages.
Sure.
He hasn't replied to the last three.
Okay, tell him. Sure. We'll see you later. We'll come around and say goodbye.
You're going to come over to the house today?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. Pretty's coming over. Rossi, you and I next week are doing the show.
Where's my invite for that?
I would love for you to come over this afternoon.
Cool.
Would you come?
What have you got there for me?
Oh, well, see, like, that's not the way friendship works.
What?
But you can come over if you want. Pretty's coming over. Come over today.
I've got a great idea. Why don't we all go out for a day to the RTA and then you put the motorbikes in my name that I've got from you?
Eddie is up next.
Wow.
Now, this countdown is it's been really, really cool. I've been listening to this all day. As soon as I get out here, I turn Virgin on in the car. I've been counting down with them. We're up to a top 100. The 100 songs, it's going to end tonight. So we'll kick off 100 with Eddie next. Have a beautiful, safe weekend. Ramadan Kareem from all of us. And if you're celebrating Easter, happy Easter Sunday when it comes. I hope the Easter Bunny comes and gives you lots of little chocolates everywhere, okay? Pretty, you stay safe. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. From myself, Chris Fader, the team, everybody say yalla bye.
Yalla bye.
No, not everyone. So Lorraine in the corner didn't say it at all, did you?
Oh, no.
All right, one more time. Everyone say yalla bye.
Yalla bye.
Rossi didn't say it. Do it again.
I said it before.
Oh, yeah, but we have to do it all together. It's good luck here. Three. Oh, they cut us off.
The Chris Fader Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.